For Wanda Cooper Jones, this Thanksgiving is bittersweet.
Well, when I woke this morning, my heart was heavy because this is Thanksgiving. This is the second Thanksgiving that we're having without Ahmaud. But at the same time, I'm thankful because this is the first Thanksgiving that we're having saying that we finally got justice for Ahmaud.
Arbery's mother reflecting a day after a jury found the three men who chased down and killed her son last year guilty of murder.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
It's a case that almost didn't see the light of day. The charges against the three men filed only after that now infamous video of the shooting was leaked. And the Georgia Bureau of Investigation got involved.
It went 72 days with no arrest or nothing.
Now, attention shifting to the former district attorney, tried to sweep the case under the rug. Jackie Johnson was the top prosecutor in Glynn County in February 2020 when Arbery was killed. This September, she was indicted on two counts for failing to bring forth charges against the three men. One for violation of oath of a public officer, which is a felony. The other, obstruction of a police officer. The indictment alleges Johnson's office blocked officers from arresting her former investigator, Gregory McMichael, and his son, Travis, before she recused herself from the case.
Luckily, she was not reelected. I mean, the people have spoken. She's just she's not in office anymore, and she'll never be elected to anything again.
If convicted, Johnson faces up to 6 years in prison.
Speaking of convictions, a sentencing date hasn't been set for the McMichaels and William Roddy Bryan yet. And Marnie, the trio are gearing up for even more legal battles as they head to federal court in 10 weeks, this time for federal hate crime charges.